It's always nice when I turn on the mic. It is 6 o'clock. It's now 6:01. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Let's see if I can get one of these CD players to work. That's always nice, you know? I think this is an appropriate one to start.
I'm so A maid walked out one day. She met an aged man by the way. His head was bald, his beard was gray. His clothing made of the cold earth and clay. His clothing made of the cold earth and clay. She said, old man, what man are you? What country do you belong unto? My name is Death, hast heard of me? All kings and princes bow down unto me, and you, fair maid, must come along with me. I'll give you gold, I'll give you pearls, I'll give you costly rich robes to wear, if you will spare me a little while, and give me time my life to amend, and give me time my life to amend. I'll have no gold, I'll have no pearls, I want no costly rich robes to wear. I cannot spare you a little while, nor give you time your life to amend, nor give you time your life to amend. In 6 months' time this fair maid died. Let this be put on my tombstone, she cried. Here lies a poor distressed maid. All in her prime she was snatched away, her clothing made of the cold earth and clay.
Good evening. It's 6:12. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Just want to warn everyone who's planning to celebrate the fact that it is Friday and you are off of work. They're talking about, once again, we have no cloud cover, so we are descending into the 20s. Yes, at around 11 o'clock tonight. So make sure you not only dress in layers, but if you're planning to sit outside, throw that winter coat on. Well, that was the voice of John Flegel, who sadly is no longer with us. Was a terrific singer and part of a medieval trio who used to be active in Boston in the late 80s, I believe, up until the early 90s. Shira Common was one of the people in the ensemble pan, and there were other folks as time went on. I was thinking of him today because the Revels obviously could not meet last year and so produced a really fine CD of the best moments. And several of the people who brought the statues in Memorial Hall to life are actually going to be at the Christmas Revels this year, and tickets are on sale. So if you've never seen the Revels, it's by all means well worth seeing. And the other reason that that was brought to mind was that while not sitting for very long, I did manage to catch a fair amount of Colin Powell's funeral. Sad to say, we probably will not see his like again, since Congress has seemed to have forgotten that statement by a gentleman, the name of Hubert Humphrey, who said, "Democracy is the half loaf of bread." So once again, we're not able to compromise. And for all you Republicans out there, remember the last time that we actually had money for good infrastructure was under General Dwight D. Eisenhower, who started the interstate highway system. Well, when was Eisenhower's term up? Why, in 1960. So now that it is 60 years later, is it any wonder that our infrastructure is badly crumbling? Please, people, get off your high horses if you want to be reelected and think about doing something for the people you serve. Yep. Even the Federal Reserve Bank is dialing back their bond buying. So if you want to see this country further disintegrate, why, by all means, don't pass anything and realize that the latest spending was under the president, the former president, who was definitely not invited to Colin Powell's funeral. So, what else is going on? Well, the Camerata is doing a live performance at Pickman Hall at the Longy School of Music tomorrow. It sounds great, and it's called We Were There, and they are planning to be there. And I was intrigued by one of their invited guests. I was, of course, familiar with Joel Cohen when he used to be the artistic director of the Boston Camerata. And this was a gentleman who has many, many titles, but currently is serving at Wellesley College as their religion professor, and also teaches a course on ethics. And he was commenting about the American evangelical songs and said, if we want to put people's backups, all we have to do is mention the term evangelicals. But not so long ago, like in the 19th, the 18th, even the 17th century, this was not a terrible word. So I thought to myself, gee, what do we have that is one of our oldest English songs that speaks about what is required of you when you are living and what happens if you don't do that in the afterlife?
This ain't neat, every neat and all. Fire and sleet and candlelight, may earth receive thy soul. When thou from hence away art past, every neat and all, to any more thou comest at last, may earth receive thy soul. If ever fire shall never make thee shrink. May earth receive thy soul. If meat or drink thou ne'er gavest name, every need and all, the fire shall burn thee to the bare bane. May earth receive thy soul. This ain't neat, this ain't neat, every need and all, fire and sleet and candlelight, may earth receive thy soul.
Now the old year's fruit comes to your hand. It is the seed of the year that now begins.
There is no end to the circle, no end. There is no end to life, there is no end. For we have danced the spiral dance. The wheel of the year has turned again. There is no end to the circle, no end. There is no end to life, there is no end.
Earth, we thank you for your strength. Air, we thank you for your cleansing winds. Fire for our passion and bright will. Water for the love that flows within.
Tender and untamed, who touches what is deep and soft within. Be with us as we lay the weapons down, for ours is the power to change.
Remember how our hopes went up in flames, while poison and pain spread all around.
But our anger is a fire that brings change.
Never been unbounded love for women and for men.
For all that grows, all that leaps and flies and swims, and ours is the power to begin. And you can see the power in your eyes when they are mirrored by a friend. And you can hear the power in your voice. Feel it in each breath that you breathe in.
So that was a Reclaiming with Let It Begin Now, music from The Spiral Dance, giving us Like Wake a Dirge with a few changes to the words that John Aubrey wrote down in his Remains of Gentilism. And No End to the Circle, that was definitely music created for The Spiral Dance. We heard John Flegel giving us Death and the Lady from World's Bliss, Medieval Songs of Love and Death. And we started off with the Dropkick Murphys with I Wish You Were Here and Turn Up That Dial from their latest. Though I understand there is possibly another in the works. This is on their own label, Born and Bred Records. And sadly, like many people, Ken Casey's bar down in the North End is no more. COVID put an end to that, as it did to a number of things. We just recently found out that we've surpassed 5 million dead. So it always seems like we're beginning again, because while you may want to thwart people, it's something else again to try and thwart Mother Nature. And as the meeting in Glasgow showed, seeing definitely showed the fact that America had regressed. We'll try and do a better, but for better or for worse, we have a balance of power. So I thought that it might be interesting to read from a book that came out in 2017 called On Tyranny, 20 Lessons from the 20th Century, by Timothy Snyder. And you ask, who is this man? Well, he's the Levin Professor of History at Yale University. He's the author of Bloodlands, Europe Between Hitler and Stalin, and Black Earth, The Holocaust as History and Warning. He's a member of the Committee on Conscious of the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum, and a permanent fellow of the Institute for Human Sciences in Vienna. And this book, which, as I mentioned, came out in 2017, starts off with a brief quote that says, "In politics, being deceived is no excuse." And the prologue for History and Tyranny is, "History does not repeat, but it does instruct. As the Founding Fathers debated our Constitution, they took instruction from the history they knew, concerned that the democratic republic they envisioned would collapse. They contemplated the descent of ancient democracies and republics into oligarchy and empire. As they knew, Aristotle warned that inequality brought instability, while Plato believed that demagogues exploited free speech to instill themselves as tyrants. In founding a democratic republic upon law and establishing a system of checks and balances, the Founding Fathers sought to avoid the evil that they, like the ancient philosophers, called tyranny. They had in mind the usurpation of power by a single individual or group, or the circumvention of law by rulers for their own benefit. Much of the succeeding political debate in the United States has concerned the problem of tyranny within American society over enslaved people, both a Black and Native American, and women, for example. It is thus a primary American tradition to consider history when our political order seems imperiled. If we worry today that the American experiment is threatened by tyranny, we can follow the example of the Founding Fathers and contemplate the history of other democracies and republics. The good news is that we can draw upon more recent and relevant examples than ancient Greece and Rome. The bad news is that the history of modern democracy is also one of decline and fall. Since the American colonies declared their independence from a British monarchy that the founders deemed tyrannical, European history has seen three major democratic moments. After the First World War in 1918, after the Second World War in 1945, and after the end of communism in 1989, many of the democracies founded at these junctures failed in circumstances that in some important respects resemble our own. History can familiarize and it can warn. And I'll continue with this next week. And just to let you know, the first short piece says, "Do not obey in advance." But as I promised, I used to do a show called Celtic Dawn that then became Celtic Dusk in this hour. And I've got quite a number of pieces backed up. And the first one is by a gentleman in Dublin. His name is Lorcan MacMathuna. And this comes with not only a book, but a CD. And it says, "The Mythological Representation of Hope, Longing, and Fire." And you may have heard of some of these people: Martin Tourish, Derry Bracken, and Eamon Galdu. So let's hear a few selections.
Agushkei Valentin is a will she eagerly maritim. The vision got it. Conic me fain do gra agus conic me ingles finne agus gae Agus níl sí éiclí mar a táir. Thank you. gjorde upp din ärlabbe. Inga lördes i gråten, i sätta i råe och i nöja söv. I gråf och i sig gulle, snis min och ära för en banne. I saw her die. Nasten astoma o kayal goen ropa ni la ba le foil no and long wash riots no flawless gun hat gun
face it, life looks a little different.
During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy.
So we don't miss out on what matters.
Like having game night at home.
Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest.
Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot.
Find out more at GetMyFluShot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Not only get your flu shot, but get your vaccination, people. Yes, there is a pill coming out, but it's when you already have COVID to try and keep you from clogging up the hospitals and the medical staff. All right, then. It is 6:54. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. We wanted to let you know of a few things that are going on. Hanneke Castle right now has a live show in Booth Bay Harbor, Maine. Her show tomorrow in Littleton, Mass. Is sold out, but there are workshop tickets still available. And she'll be playing on Veterans Day in New Market, New Hampshire, on the 13th in Cumberland, Rhode Island, and on the 14th in Rockport, Mass. So you can find out more and get tickets by going to the Hanneke Castle website, HannekeCastle.com. Other great things going on. Starting in about 4 minutes, the Folk Song Society of Greater Boston will be featuring Sarah Gray and Kieran Mean's virtual house concert tonight at 7 p.m. And to find out more, just go to FSSGB for the Folk Song Society of Greater Boston, and there will be a Zoom link. And we are so happy that it's not Facebook, because as we know, Facebook sucks for live music. Not to put too fine a point on it. Also, the Folk Song Society of Greater Boston is doing a virtual holiday brunch concert with Martin Wyndham Reed on Sunday, December 5th at 11 a.m. And that's about all that we have time for. So we'll be going out of here with a little bit of music. And please stay tuned for more fine music at WMFO in Medford.
Latin sadness on it, cried my and then God's rock avoided Fares miad parer paru inne Es gat a ber ish gegen Erthin e gaiet Mas a cad le rin ron Airi gagas mi Talk of a crendadar